Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 31st of March, 2019. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. Well, this week we had an all-age worship service for Mothering Sunday and it was led by our youth worker, Mark Siner. The readings are Exodus 2, verses 1 to 10 and John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. So let's go and join Mark as he's introducing the service.
Okay. It is good to see you. Obviously, some people forgot to put their clocks forward, right? So what I'd like to do is if we could finish this service just as the others are about to come in, would be really cool, all right? And just go, bye. Right? That would be really good. Right? Mothering Sunday. Let's just start our service with a prayer and then we'll start our worship. They're really good. They're amazing. Right. Samuel, can you do this with them? Can you pull them like that? Yeah, that's it. Just that old broken. Okay. This morning is an all-age service, so I don't apologise for whatever happens, whether it's Samuel's braces or not. It's okay. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for family. We thank you for mums, dads, children's, nans, granddads, aunts, uncles, and everyone who is part of our life, part of our life in this church, in your church. Lord, we come together to worship. We come together to praise you and to love and nurture each other in your family. Lord, we ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Well done, Ted. Amen. All right? Okay. Okay, we're going to show a little video clip now. Now, I think this video clip you've seen, you might not have seen this lady do it, but you've seen this before. But it is, children, I'm going to ask you mainly this question. Who gets you up in the morning? You, right. Okay. Who makes you go to bed at night? Yeah, okay, all right, there's either one or the other, okay, all right, someone gets you up. What things does your mum keep saying to you, day in, day out?
Tidy up,
yep, anything else?
Wake up.
Eat your vegetables. Yeah, all right, who likes vegetables? Oh, you're so good. You're so good. Who likes chips? Yeah, so this song is a lady talking about what it's like to be a mum.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough. Because remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3-2. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, choose lowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Answer the phone, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where are you going in? You're coming home saying thank you, please excuse me, makes you welcome everywhere you roam. You'll appreciate my wisdom someday when you're older and you're grown. Can't wait till you have a couple little children of your own. You'll thank me. me for the counsel I gave you so willingly. But right now, I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get the door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get a hero, count to three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a ghost. I don't care if you started, you're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. If all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I've said it once, I've said at least 1,000 times before that you're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straighter when you walk a place. For everything and everything must be in place. Stop crying or I'll give you something real to cry about. Wash your teeth, wash your face, put your PJs on. Get in bed, get a hug, say a prayer with mom. Don't forget, I love you. And tomorrow we will do this all again. Because our moms were clever. You don't need the reason why. Because I said so. I'm the mom. The mom. Ta-da!
Okay. I'm not just going to address it to mums, I am going to address it to dads as well. Hands up if you've ever said at least 50% of those things on that thing. At least. All right? Okay. At least. All right? Our mums do an awful lot for us. Our dads do an awful lot for us. The people around us do a lot for us. This morning, okay, the children are going to get the opportunity to go out. This is National Minehead Baptist Church Swap a Job Day. Okay? So Paul's going out to do some work with the children, with Lorraine, and I'm staying here. Okay? I'm sorry, but you got me. All right? Okay, so. But yeah. Oh, well. Don't worry, youngsters. I have counselling later. All right? So if you want to go out now, and you're going to get the opportunity to work out what being a mum is all about. Okay? Oh. All right? But don't worry about that, Ava, because I know there's cakes involved. Okay? All right? So if you'd all like to, if you're a child, okay, if you would like to go, or a young person, you can stay in, go out. You can go out if you want, Kayla, yeah? Of course you can. All right? Of course you can. All right? Brilliant. Well done, everybody. See, there's a mum speaking, isn't it? Hey, did you hear that? Sit down anywhere on the floor. Right? There's a mum speaking. Okay. Right. That moment when the children have gone to school, you've come back, and you're sitting there, and it's nice and quiet. Going to have two Bible readings now. If you want to, find them in the Bibles. There's pew Bibles underneath, if around. Look at them. The first one is Exodus chapter 2, starting to read at verse 1. Just give you a few moments for those finding it. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus, well done, a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at the distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds, and she sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." And then our next reading is from the Gospel of John. John chapter 19, verse 25. Lovely hearing the pages turn, isn't it? It's really good. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of... Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Mothering Sunday. Not Mother's Day, Mothering Sunday. Right? Today is a day when we celebrate what our mums have done for us. When we thank God for what our mums have done for us. But who are our mums? We celebrate even more that huge army of people, I think, who care for us, who have mothered us, who have looked after us. The Old Testament reading really highlights, doesn't it, the truth that in the words of that African song, one of my favourite ones from the African children's choir, is it takes a whole village to raise a child. A whole village. It gives us a picture of this infant Moses. He received love. He received love, care, nurture, not from one lady, but from three mother figures. And I'm absolutely certain it's worked that way for most of us. I know it has for me, because each of us needs so much love, care, and encouragement, right, that I know as a dad, and Sally as a mum, that though we've done our best, right, we have done our best, my children would have a very raw deal if they've only relied on us. They needed other people around them. But I know that I've shared in that real work of mothering with so many others. Just as I received that sort of love and care from lots of other people around me as I grew up. If I was to write a list of people who cared for me, of course, at the top would be my mum. Right? Of course she would. But next to it would be my nan and my dad. There'd be Auntie Jane, who lived down the road, who was always there when I came home from school and my mum wasn't, and I'd go on into her house. There'd be Auntie Janet, who lived next door, who'd got loads of children, so actually when I turned up and my other three brothers and sisters, it didn't matter. All those people cared for me and nurtured me. My teachers, the boys' brigade leaders in church, my vicar, big influence on me as I grew up. All those people who nurtured and cared for me. And probably some people, or I don't even really remember, but would have done something in my life that helped me. So much mothering given and received. And that's just how it should be, isn't it? It's exactly how it should be. Now, for today, today can be difficult for some people. For some, their mum might not be around. Might have passed away. For some, their children might be miles away. Might not be able to contact them. For some, they might never have had children. doesn't mean they can't be a mother. Doesn't mean they can't be a father. Doesn't mean they can't be a person who cares and nurtures for our family here in Minehead. Whatever our situation, life is often messy. It's never perfect. And families are just the same. Right? Who's received a mothering cards, mothering Sunday card today? Okay? Who read those lovely messages inside? All right? Okay? Aren't they lovely? You are the most wonderful mum in the world. All right? You've always said wonderful things to me. You've always been so caring and nurturing. You've never shouted at me. You've never smacked my legs. You've never done, all right? All those things. All right? All those wonderful things. The greeting card industry make us feel that mothering is just perfect. All right? Looking after children, caring for people is perfect. No. Life is messy. Right? That's the way it is. That's why we grow. Our knocks, our pushbacks in life are there to encourage us and build us. But we need people to care for us when we get knocked down. Who's going to pick us up? Might not be our mum. It might be the person who sat in the pew in the chair next to us in church. While I was talking to Paul this week, I sort of went through what I was going to talk about. He said, oh, I've heard of a story. And so he sent it to me, and I'm going to read this story. It's quite sad, actually, so get your tissues ready. I know, it is quite sad, but it's also inspiring. So I'm just going to read it out as it was wrote down. Solomon Rosenberg, his wife and their two sons were arrested. They were arrested together with his mother and father for the crime of being a Jew. And they were placed in a Nazi concentration camp. His wife was separated when they arrived at the camp, and he'd later find out that she was killed early on. It was a labour camp, and the rules were really simple. As long as you can do your work, you were permitted to live. When you became too weak to do your work, then you were sent off and killed. Rosenberg watched his mum and dad being marched off to their deaths as they became too weak to work. He knew that the next would probably be his youngest son, David, because David has always been a frail child. And every evening, Rosenberg came back into the barracks after his hours of hard labour and searched the faces of his family. When he found them, they would huddle together, they'd embrace one another, and they'd thank God for another day of life. But one day, Rosenberg came back and he didn't see those familiar faces. He finally found his oldest son, Joshua, in a corner, huddled, weeping and praying. He just looked at Josh and said, "Tell me it's not true." Josh turned and said, "It is, Dad. David wasn't strong enough to do his work, so they came for him." His dad was distraught. And then Josh said, "When they came for him, David was really upset. He cried. He was afraid. But you know that lady who has the bunk next to him? She said, 'Don't worry, David, I'll be with you.' And she took his hand and went with him." It's that love. We'll probably never be called to do that. But it's that love, that gift of mothering that was so strong that that lady would willingly sacrifice her life to comfort a child. Not her child, but a child who was in distress. But I think that's the message today, is that the family is there to exists where people are loving towards one another, are caring towards one another. All of us hurt. All of us get knocked down. And all of us have the ability to pick someone up. Our gospel reading shows that that sort of family can really be created. Jesus asks his mum to look after his best friend. And asks his best friend to look after his mum. He knows that he won't be there to care for either of them, but wants the best for both of them. So here, even while he's telling John and that Mary is now his mum, and Mary that John is now to be her son, it's not Mary doing the mothering. It's Jesus. Jesus is mothering them. You don't have to be a lady. You don't have to be a woman. Right? You don't have to be a mum to share in that work. To share in the work of supporting and caring for our family. Jesus brings a new family to birth through his loving care. And the family that he has established, or is establishing, is the family that's here today, the church. So when we see our youngsters running around, right, we can tell them to walk, be careful. Right? I'd like to think our youngsters, if we saw someone who was struggling to hold a cup of tea while they were going to their seat, we can hold the cup of tea and help them. If someone drops something, I'd like to think that any of us would pick it up. I'd like to think if anyone looked sad, was crying, needed someone to talk to, we could all be that person, whether we're that big or that big. I'm privileged to work with children. Privileged to work with children and young people. My mum has brought me up to the age of 25, and then my wife brings me up, right, and looks after me, okay? But actually, children have cared for me for most of my adult life. I started working with children when I was 18. From that moment on, children have loved and supported me. Youngsters have come up to me and known when I need a hug or a smile. They're the ones that have lifted. Youngsters have been the ones that come and do something funny and make my day complete. Last night, we were at the Hub. We were preparing for church at 4. Wow. I'm the youth worker. I'm supposed to organise all these things. And all I did was make the hot chocolate. I will pay for it, Chris. All right? Okay. All right. I made the hot chocolate. They've worked out the Bible readings. They've worked out their little talks. They've worked out the sketch. They practiced the music. They lifted me up last night. I haven't stopped talking about it or thinking about it since. It doesn't matter who we are in this family. We can lift people up. Doesn't matter who we are in this family. We can be lifted up. We can also be vulnerable and let others support us. Mothering Sunday is all about those who mother us. Women, men and children. Those people who care for us, who teach us, help us to grow. And I don't know about you, but whatever age you are, whether you're 5 or 53, we all need someone to care for us. So let's ask God to help us. Let's ask God to help us to share this work of mothering here in Minehead, of loving and caring for one another. And let's make our church a true family where everyone is welcome and everyone is loved. So I'm going to ask us to do that now as I finish. Just close your eyes, come to the Lord and ask God to help you to mother, to care, to look after others. And I'd like to think there will be pictures and names coming into your head of those people who God is asking you to care for. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gift of love. Thank you for the way you love us just unconditionally. Help us, Lord, to be the same. Help us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your reckless love.
To leave a comment on the service, please go to minehead-baptist.com/sermons. And being Mothering Sunday, that means it's halfway through Lent, so we're coming up to Easter. And you can find out what's happening at NBC at Easter by going to minehead-baptist.com/Easter. Well, thank you once again for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.